guys. I saw that the homegirl, Nicole Silver, posted. Oh, I should close this real quick. Okay, I closed it halfway because there's a nice breeze coming in. Oh, my dog's looking at me like he's judging me. He's like, I know what you're going to do, mama. Anyways, the homegirl, Nicole Silver, posted a questionnaire. And since I've been terrible about not recording her scripts, I feel like I should answer this one. She's probably going to be so mad at me, like, bitch, fucking fill my scripts. I'm going to do this, though, because it's a really nice morning. And I was supposed to donate platelets today, but I woke up sick, and you're not supposed to go if you're sick, and I'm trying to cheer myself up with Christmas music and my dogs and weed and tea. Tea's my shit, you guys. My dog's already like, you said weed, bitch, I'm out of here. Glisten, you won't die. Okay, actually, hold on. This is a fucking Lenovo. I can just... Hold on, can I? I know that you can flip this shit upside down. Yeah. No, hold on. Dismiss. I don't care about that. No! Hold on. Aha! Yeah! Hold on. Now I can listen to the thing and answer. God, I hope I get a laptop for Christmas. Alright. Close that all the way. I love this so much. I'm living in the future. Okay. So, take a hit and. I love my vape pen so much, my oil pen, you guys, and I'm so, so happy to live in California where weed is basically legal, except for, the laws here for jobs are weird. They needn't not be, but whatever. But honestly, no judgment to anybody that works and, like, is high the entire time, because customer service is the worst. Let's see. This has been 2 minutes of me rambling for no reason when I was going to answer Nicole's questionnaire. Now I'm going to do it. Promise. Okay. Nicole Scripts R Us questionnaire. Scriptwriters want to please performers. Truly, we do. Performer satisfaction is our number one goal. Tell us what you really think. Record your answer or type it in below while I'm recording it. Please. You know we love it when you talk dirty. that's my sexy voice, so no one should be wanting me to spill scripts, okay? Team script or team improv? Who do you, bat boy? Number one, you're all about the script. Two, improv is your life. Three, depends on your mood. Improv is my life. When I do post anything to GWA, it's usually like a ramble fap or something, because I can't be asked to fucking have the thing on my phone and, you know, and jerk off, I guess. I don't know. Saying jerk off is weird when you're a chick, because, like, what are you jerking off? Like, you're fucking yourself. Okay, whatever. Whatever. It's too early for this. It's not too early, by the way. It's almost 10 a.m. But this is a really good tea. Promised that I was gonna do like a tea reviewed podcast for like the 12 teas that I have. And I never get around to it. Maybe I should. It's Christmas. Anyways, back to the questionnaire. I really do love scripts though, but I mean, I guess improv is my life. What attracts you to a script? A, the tags. They hit all your sweet, kinky spots. B, the writer. You like that scriptwriter's work. C, the length. It's Goldilocks. Not too long, not too short. D, other. Describe. We're taking notes. It's honestly, it used to be the tags, but it's most It's a combination of A and B, the tags and the writer. Anything that Nicole Silver writes immediately goes to the top of the to be recorded list. I don't necessarily care about the length unless it's like super long, in which case I'm like, oh no. But it's usually the tags. If I see some good ass tags, I'm just like, what the fuck is up? And that is actually what I say, because I'm classy. Let's see. Fresh off the griddle or tried and true? Searching for the right script. Do you actually, you know what? I'm changing this music because I just realized it's so weird to have it on. It is so weird to have it on when I'm answering this. Okay, I know my queue is empty, Google Play, because I'm looking for something else. I do this a lot, you guys. I recently rediscovered the crack cocaine that is Jefferson Airplane. Sorry, I've just been listening to. No, and of course the Eagles start playing. I'm playing my cheesy playlist. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, I'll go with. Yeah. Anyways, I've been listening to Surrealistic Pillow a lot this week. No! Oh my fucking god, this sucks. Okay. Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. This is like the one Eagle song that I won't bitch about listening to. Which is probably terrible because it's the worst. Okay, better. Searching for the right script, you scroll down the feed for that day's script offers. Go to writer subreddits and browse the stacks. Plug your favorite tags into the script database. Write a friendly PM request to a script writer. Never in my fucking life requested something from a script writer. I am way too fucking intimidated to do that. Yeah, I think I'm over this. Aw, little dog sleeping in the sunlight. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute, you little fat bread roll. I love you. I love my dog. That's not actually my dog. It's a family dog. And my dog's beside me. He looks all mad. Whenever he faces away from me, that's how I know he's mad. Usually he likes to, like, plop his head on my leg. Let's see. I don't. Here's the thing. I guess I don't fill scripts often enough that I like actually like actively look for them. Like if they come through the feed and I see them, like what the fuck is up? And again, that's actually what I say. So I guess. Ooh, I can do this. Hold on. Can I? I'm sorry. Ah! I don't know how this laptop works, I guess. Hey, punks, it was me. Yeah, so I guess I scroll down the feed. Okay, there's somebody here fixing the toilet, so the dogs are barking. Okay, that's better. Where was I? Yeah, so I scroll. I've never in my life, and I probably will never request something from a script writer. Hey! I must needs wrangle the dogs. I have my dog in a burrito now. See. You see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do you cross it off your list? Who cares? You'll make it your own. Add to your TBR list. Oh my god, I wish I could be like, who cares? Make it your own, but I'm not. I am the fucking worst if I see somebody has filled it. Because I do GWA stuff so very rarely. If I see somebody has filled it, I'm just like, okay, yeah, they're more popular, more established. Just, man, just don't fucking do it. Just don't do it. And I don't. But if it's again, if it's Nickel, that straight at the top of the list does not matter who's filled it. Most of the time, it's crossed it off my list though. do you use the glorious GWA script database?
Another hit.
Nothing. And I really mean nothing. The world makes me as happy as this fucking vape pen. It's a new love of my life. So my dog has not been usurped, but he's been a butthole this week, so I'm just like, oh. It's a new love of my life, but it's not. Okay. If so, why? If not, why not? I don't use it. I don't know. So I guess using a database actually makes me like legit, and I feel like I'm not legit. But the longer this goes on, the more you're gonna hear the fucking California my voice. Who that was an actual sentence that came out of my mouth, like, because I'm not legit. Format. What's your pleasure? I can't do that. I'm so sorry, Nicole. I'm so sorry. A, narrative. B, one-sided dialogue. C, poem. D, collab. If anyone ever wants to collab with me, let me know, because I need to do this shit like 9 months in advance. No, that's terrible. If I was gonna do a collab, I can't do much. Let's see. I like poems. I think I've read a couple. But I guess it would be one-sided dialogue. Narrative's cool, but I'm just like, ugh, so much work. Really, like, there's, God, I can't remember this GWAer. This GWAer that does, like, really, really long audios. I mean, I don't listen much to GWA anymore. But they're, like, so long, and they're so good, and they got all these fucking sound effects, and I'm just like, bruh, you got a bitch weak. And, yeah. How do you work with the script? Read it off your computer, /iPad, /phone, print a hard copy, mark it up, teleprompter. That's, how'd you know, dude? How did you know that I have a teleprompter? It's usually read it off my computer, iPad, iPhone. That's classes, dude. I have an Android first, though. But since that hasn't been working, because sometimes my voice recorder apps, like, it records, and then I start reading, and then it stops about halfway through. So I was supposed to do hard copies now, but I totally forgot to do that, and yesterday was my last day at school, and I got no printer, so I found my old tablet, so that's what I'll be doing. Tablet. Screen. Once you've chosen a script, do you... Oh, fuck me up, I love this song. Sorry. Janis Joplin's my fucking shit. Like you, do, 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 do. Love this bitch. Hey, hit record and go for it. You're all about keeping it fresh. Read it over to see what you're going into. Be prepared. Do a read through and make notes. I do a read through. I do a couple, actually. Sometimes I hit record and I do it and I fuck up and I'm just like, no, fuck it, we'll do it live! And I start over again, but... yeah, for the most part, I do read through. I don't make notes. I should, though. I should. Oh my god, I used to. I used to, like, right in the beginning when I started recording. I don't do that anymore. But usually you read through at least, like, nice 5-10 read throughs. Vocal directions, yay or nay? Sure, helps to have a prompt on the page, especially when your focus is fapping. Are you proud of that alliteration, dude? You should be. Oh no, you'll moan or chuckle when you feel like it. It does help to have a prompt on the page, it really does. Damn, that's some fucking sexy ass alliteration. What the fuck? Okay. Yeah, but I do tend to, like, not follow those too strictly. I like chuckle whenever the fuck I feel like it, but I do like the prompts. Coming up, oh my god, bitch, I hate how. This is too much. When to orgasm. Man, this thing keeps getting interrupted. Let's see, where was I? Okay, coming up. When to orgasm. It's indicated. Or is it when you're? I don't know. Indicated in the script. When to orgasm. I can't read today. All right. Hopefully, no more interruptions. And I'll just.
It's a really loud truck outside my window.
Okay, we're gonna wait past that, I guess.
Got these herbal cough drops, you guys, that I keep with my vape pen. Well, I just did that last night. But, they're really dope. The cough drops, not the vape pen. Well, that too, but. Really good. I think I read somewhere that it's Ricola, I think, that if you eat a bunch of them, you poop a lot. And I don't know if that's a thing or if the person on the internet made it up. I'm inclined to believe them because that sounds like a thing. Oh my god, that tastes amazing. It's like the perfect warmth, but now I wish it was scalding.
Back to the question. When to orgasm, indicated in the script, is absolutely crucial. Unnecessary, depends on your mood. Necessary, because I'll just go on and on, and I will go on, okay? It's not fun. See how long it takes me to answer a questionnaire? So, crucial. Crucial.
SFX, wee! Or, oh no, run away!
When a script includes SFX suggestions, what's FX? SFX. I don't know why I'm saying. Whatever. Nope. Right out of there. You're a performer, not a Foley artist. It's okay if it's something simple you can do as part of your performance. Zipper sound, door knock, clothes rustle. Flex your fingers and prepare to make audacity yo bitch. You got this. Check to see if the scriptwriter included links to the appropriate free use FX. it's fine if I can do something simple, but I can't edit any of my shit. So, if I see something with a lot of special effects, I'm like, no, I can't ever do this. I think I saw this one where it was a chick in a horror movie, and I'm all about fucking horror movies. I am. Cabin in the Woods and Scream are top five scary movies. I fucking love Cabin in the Woods. And I fucking love Scream. I don't know about any of the sequels. I thought Scream was, that was it. That was the perfect amount of horror for me. But this motherfucking script had so many fucking, like, special effects and... I wish I had done it. It looks so good. I'm still thinking about it. This is a fucking Halloween script, motherfuckers. And it's December, and I'm a fucking Christmas hoe. So that's saying something. I don't know what, but, but yeah, if it's something simple, it's super dope, but if it's not, think of the poor sluts that can't use fucking Audacity, please. Do you consider scripts a starting point or set in stone? No, you follow the script so you can concentrate on the matter at hand. Somewhat. You change a word here or there. Literally the loudest fucking people in the city decided to fucking drive past my window today. It's probably not even that bad on the recording, but it's just bothering me so much. It's a springboard, not a blueprint. Other. I follow the script, but I do change a few words. Not a ton, but yeah. You have a great idea for a script. Do you PM your favorite scriptwriter? Post a request. Get ready to ramble, bamba. I don't PM anybody. Scriptwriter, I would never. I'm too shy to ask for something, I guess. I guess get ready to ramble, fab, because that's kind of my fucking thing, man. I can do that for a really long time. I haven't for the GWA crowd, but I have, and I think I can do that pretty well. Most questions: are there things writers should never put in a script? Well, off the top of my head, nothing that I can think of. So, what do you wish scriptwriters did more of? Get some more tea. You know, I don't know. I really don't know what I wish scriptwriters would do more of. I know you guys can't, like, write everything super fast. I don't know. Some scriptwriters are, like, crack. I always just love seeing these stuff from them. But, yeah. I guess there's really nothing. And then she writes at the bottom, "Thanks for telling us how to make our words work harder for you. Smitches and hugs and cheers to you all." Yeah, and that was Nicole Silva's Scripts Are Us questionnaire. And this is your girl, Growly, signing off.